In Karachi, Pakistan, there was more testimony today in the trial of four men accused in the kidnapping and murder of reporter Daniel Pearl. All four, including the chief suspect, Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, have pleaded not guilty. Pearl was the Wall Street Journal's South Asia correspondent. He was killed this year while in Karachi working on a story about possible links between Pakistani militant groups and Richard Reid, the alleged shoe bomber. NPR's Michael Sullivan has the latest on the trial.
The second day of testimony began shortly after 10 this morning inside the makeshift courtroom at the Karachi Central Jail. The trial is being held inside the jail for security reasons. Authorities say they are concerned Omar Sheikh's supporters may try to free him. The trial is closed to journalists and the public. Today, the court heard testimony from several prosecution witnesses, including two police officers who were present at a preliminary hearing on February 14th and, according to the chief prosecutor, Raja Qureshi, heard Omar Sheikh admit his role in Pearl's kidnapping.
In their presence, Sheikh Omar had stated before the judge that he had kidnapped Daniel Pearl. Secondly, that Daniel Pearl is dead. Thirdly, that he does not want to defend himself. And lastly, that he knows that he'll be extradited to the United States.
The U.S. is seeking Omar Sheikh's extradition, but Pakistan says he must be tried here before any decision is made on extraditing him. His lawyer today objected to the testimony from the two police officers. He said Omar Sheikh's statements during the brief hearing in February were not made under oath. The judge today allowed the testimony from the two police officers and said he would decide later whether it was admissible. The court today also heard from businessman Jamil Yusuf, who said he had a meeting with Pearl the day he disappeared. During that meeting, Jamil Yusuf said Pearl received two telephone calls and told the caller he would meet him soon. Pearl left Jamil Yusuf's office not long after. A taxi driver who testified yesterday said he drove Pearl to the nearby Village restaurant, where Pearl was ushered into a car by a man the taxi driver identified as chief suspect Omar Sheikh. Outside the jail today, Omar Sheikh's father, a British businessman, said he hoped for a fair trial but has his doubts. Especially, he says, after Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, has been quoted as saying he believes Omar Sheikh should hang. Omar Sheikh's father insists his son is innocent and says his son is upset with what he calls the suffering of oppressed Muslims worldwide.
I want to give this message to the world from him that this injustices which is being done to the Muslim world has to stop. Otherwise, God Almighty Allah, wrath would come on those people who are persecuting the Muslims.
The prosecution says it will call at least five witnesses tomorrow. The defendants face the death penalty if convicted. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Karachi.